COVID and cow slaughter. What's the connection? Most people don't see any connection. Cow slaughter, that's one facet of human civilization. And COVID is also just another factor of human civilization, but there's no connection. There's a very deep connection, which people need to be educated about. Reincarnation is a fact. Karma is a fact. The standard education all over the world is into a mechanistic worldview. They don't see any hand of God or the fact that for every action there is a reaction. You can't get away with it. You can't get away with causing suffering and sinning. It will come back on individuals and on the whole human society. Our spiritual master, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, was of course very cognizant of all these things, being learned in the Vedic conclusions and absolutely in touch with the absolute truth. He knew what was going on, and he wanted to inform the people of the world. He made great efforts to inform the people of the world about how they are misusing their human life, how they should know these things. If you do activities like causing pain, suffering to living beings, then we cannot simply get away with it. Especially cow killing is considered very sinful, because the cow is just like our mother. She gives us milk. Now, in this talk, which is at the request of and largely based on quotes from Srila Prabhupada's writings and talks, in this talk I'm going to be reading a lot from quotes from Srila Prabhupada and giving some commentary. This talk is inspired by and at the request of one Ram Kumar from Chennai. So let's think about this. People are concerned about the COVID ongoing crisis. Over 4 million people died from it, so we're told, up to the present day, and it's not over. And there's no real sign of it being over, despite all vaccines and this and that. Whatever the figure is, it's about 4,100,000 officially so far, but at least from what I understand here in India, from speaking to doctors at the ground level, the figures in India, which is one of the major countries in the world in terms of numbers of people who have reported to being died, the actual figures are much higher than those that are reported. Anyway, it's no fun. Why? What's the cause? The cause is China. The cause is viruses. Let's do some research into viruses, or blame China, or whatever. It's the CIA. There are different theories, but if we go deeper, we'll understand that although, all right, it's fairly well accepted that it came out of a lab in China, whether it was done deliberately or whatever. What's the underlying cause? The underlying cause is that we as a worldwide civilization, let's put that word civilization in quotation marks, are engaged in mass animal slaughter. This is a quote from a talk by Srila Prabhupada on December the 3rd, 1973. It's heavy. You may not like it. Generally, we don't like it. If a thief is called a thief, he doesn't like it. We like to think that I'm good. The virus is just something that happened. But there's an underlying cause also. Tit for tat. Okay, reading from what Srila Prabhupada said. The injunction is, thou shalt not kill. Here Srila Prabhupada is quoting from the Bible, which of course is reflected in all scriptures, with maybe some exceptions. All right, so the injunction is, thou shalt not kill. But he will kill and kill and kill and kill, and still he wants to be satisfied. Just see the fun, Srila Prabhupada is speaking sarcastically. Therefore, Krishna says, yes, you will be killed by occasional world wars. You must be killed. You have killed so many animals. Now, wholesale killing, one bomb, one atom bomb, be killed. These rascals, they do not know how things are going on. Tit for tat. There must be. If in ordinary laws, in the state laws, if you have killed somebody, you must be hanged. So do you think you can simply bluff the supreme authority, Krishna, that you are going, killing, 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 and you will be saved? No. You will be killed in pestilence, in famine, and here we can add, although Srila Prabhupada didn't say it at this point, in a pandemic also. Continuing reading from Srila Prabhupada. Even within your mother's womb you will be killed, referring to the mass slaughter of children within the womb, which is going on right now. Children are being killed by abortion. You will be killed. Where it is supposed to be in good protection, there also you will be killed. The child in the womb. The human nations being generated in such a way, the killing business is increasing daily, 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 daily. Here is a quote from Bhagavatam Purport. Organized slaughterhouses. I wonder how many people who eat meat or who don't eat meat have ever been to a slaughterhouse. Well, nowadays you can see everything on YouTube. There's an old video made quite a few years ago called Meet Your Meat, M-E-E-T, Your M-E-A-T, which gave some insights into just how horrible slaughterhouses are. Srila Prabhupada writes, organized slaughterhouses are ghastly places for breeding all kinds of material afflictions to society, country, and the people in general. Now, this is interesting. Let me read the quote first. The material world is itself, Srila Prabhupada says, the material world is itself a place always full of anxieties, and by the encouragement of animal slaughter, the whole atmosphere becomes polluted more and more by war, pestilence, famine, and many other unwanted calamities. Now, Srila Prabhupada writes, organized slaughterhouses are ghastly places. And they are. The animals are screaming, there's blood everywhere, the slaughterers are kicking the animals, mercilessly shooting them. But they're also ghastly in another way because it's not a place for breeding, is it? Slaughterhouse is not a place for breeding, it's for killing. But Srila Prabhupada said slaughterhouse is a ghastly place for breeding. For breeding what? Breeding germs, maybe, but breeding all kinds of material afflictions. In other words, by the slaughtering business, the afflictions to society, country, and the people in general, they are generated. You're killing the animal and at the same time generating bad karma, very bad karma. In his purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 8, Text 11, Srila Prabhupada writes, as long as human society continues to allow cows to be regularly killed in slaughterhouses, there cannot be any question of peace and prosperity. All these conferences, peace conferences, détente, religion, all get together and say Om Shalom together, light a lamp for peace, release some pigeons, all useless, as long as human society allows cows and other animals to be killed in slaughterhouses. And of course there's abortion and everything. As per the statistics of 2018, on average worldwide every day, for meat, more than 800,000 cows are killed daily. 20.54 crore land animals. That's 205 million. 320.76 crore aquatic animals are killed. That's mostly fish, isn't it? With a few cockles and mussels alive, oh, and some lobsters and things. It's more than 3 billion fish and so on. And now it's happening. Reaction is coming. It's not very happy for us in the Krishna consciousness movement. We can't go out and sing and dance in the streets and inform people of what they need to know about their situation in a world which encourages so much slaughter, the slaughterhouse civilization. Temples and closed. Sometimes they're a little open now, a little open, but not back to normalcy. And in many of our temples of ISKCON, and it must be true of, well, for those religious organizations which don't have big backups of money, which are in our International Society for Krishna Consciousness, according to the order of our founder, Acharya Srila Prabhupada, I don't know how much it's followed, but we're not supposed to have a backup of money in the bank. He didn't want that, and many temples are struggling to maintain, apart from ISKCON temples. There are so many small temples all over India. It must be true of so many churches. And people can't do their regular religious activities in the temples, and the priests, they're also suffering in this. They depend on people's offerings. What can you expect? All the demigods reside in the cow. In other words, all the auspiciousness of the demigods, all that is beneficial to human society, resides in the cow. Who can be happy in a society which kills cows and bulls, the emblem of religion? And she gives liquid religion in the form of milk. And India, which is supposed to worship cows, India is a major beef export country. Shameful. Shameful. And it's become accepted. It seems unimaginable how in India it can be accepted and people are just going along with it. People don't seem to care. Why is it? People just don't care that this, talk about Hinduism. Oh, okay, all right. We're on this, talking from the spiritual platform, Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam, Sanatan Dharma, we are not Hindus in the sense that Hindu is some arbitrary religious designation. We're Atma, we're spirit soul. But just for the sake of using a conventional term, if we say the word Hindu, then why are Hindus allowing this? Why is it going on? Why is there no concern? Very, very seriously. There are many reasons for this. One reason is Mahatma Gandhi. That's one major reason. He could have stopped it. It was expected that when India got independence, that the first thing they'd do would be to stop cow slaughter. It was just expected. It was just taken as a given. But Mahatma Gandhi said, no, you have to allow it because the Muslims want it, part of their religion. The Muslims would have accepted it also because they were expecting it too. They might have accepted with a little grumpiness, but overall, that's what they were expecting. That's one reason. And now in the name of secularism, secularism means we kill millions of animals. We make slaughterhouses. We make profit from exporting beef. And then what's the use of such secularism? I'm not talking about Hindu. Now I'm not talking about Hindu religion. I'm just talking about just even without any religion, we should be able to understand that unnecessarily causing pain to others is wrong. It's not. We don't need to eat meat to live. Why do we do it? Just for the pleasure of the tongue? And then for profit? For those who are making money from the beef and leather industries? I'm just sitting here. I can't single-handedly stop this. And even if all the Hindus in India today were to want it, well, that's a long way. We're a long, long way from that. But then you have to think of the Muslim backlash. I mean, there should be some education. We have secular education, which people, they think that there was just some big bang and blah, 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 blah. There were some blobs and then blobs of chemicals which formed into more sophisticated life forms. And people don't believe in God, and they don't believe in the laws of karma, and they don't care because they have such a materialistic education. They themselves are just like animals, and they don't care if you kill other animals. Animalistic consciousness. Might makes right. Education is required. And materialistic education is killing godliness everywhere. The people in India who are most lauded today, who are they? The cricket players and the cinema stars. And what actual benefit do they give to human society? It's just fantasy land. Cricket and some movies. It's just some phantasmagoria for the mind. No real benefit. Previously in India, the people who were the most respected were the most spiritually advanced, the saintly people. But nowadays people don't even know the names of saintly people. And if they do, it's mostly some cheater who they take to be saintly, who talks all kinds of intellectual mumbo-jumbo, intellectual-sounding mumbo-jumbo, and is respected as some big sadguru or something like this. Here's a quote from Srila Prabhupada. Cow protection is our life. Krishna has ordered Krishi Goraksha. Cow protection at any cost. It is Krishna's order. We have to execute it. Any government allowing slaughterhouses should be removed, but we are not so powerful. We can talk about it. We're not so powerful. The governments are allowing it. They're not stopping it. This is a quote from Srila Prabhupada speaking on June the 11th, 1974. We want to stop these killing houses. It is very, very sinful. That is why all over the world they have so many wars. Every 10 or 15 years there is a big war. Actually, nowadays it's not so much. There are more small wars all over the place. All over the place. A wholesale slaughterhouse for humankind, Srila Prabhupada says. But these rascals, they do not see that by the law of karma, every action must have its reaction. The reaction must be there. You are killing innocent cows and animals. Nature will take revenge. Wait for that. As soon as the time is ripe, nature will gather all these rascals and slaughter them. Finished. They'll fight among themselves, Protestants and Catholics, Russia and America, this one and that one. It is going on. Why? This is nature's law. Tit for tat. Tit for tat. You have killed, now you kill yourselves, mutually among yourselves. They are sending animals to the slaughterhouse, and now they will create their own slaughterhouse. Tung, tung, Prabhupada said, imitating the sound of gunfire. Kill, kill, you see? Just take Belfast, for example. Remember, this is the 1970s where there was fighting going on in Belfast. Not that it stopped, but it was more intense at the time. The Catholics are killing the Protestants, and the Protestants are killing the Catholics. This is nature's law. It is not necessary that you be sent to the ordinary slaughterhouse. You'll make a slaughterhouse at home. Yeah. We send the animals to the slaughterhouse, but even sitting in our homes, we're getting slaughtered. Srila Prabhupada is talking about wars. Elsewhere, he spoke about pestilence, which is like the pandemic. It's another phase of karmic reactions. Another quote from Srila Prabhupada. Krishna's first business is to give all comfort to the cows and the brahmanas. In fact, comfort for the brahmanas is secondary and for the cows is his first concern. Srila Prabhupada. Is not the cow my mother? Who can live without milk? And who has not taken cow's milk? Immediately in the morning you require milk. And the animal, she's supplying milk. Is she not the mother? What is the sense in this mother-killing civilization? And they want to be happy. And periodically there is great war and wholesale massacre reaction. Yeah. Mother-killing civilization. I'm going to make a note of that. It sounds like, what does it sound like? Is it something out of a horror movie or a nightmare? But it's the reality all around us. Mother-killing civilization. Another quote from Srila Prabhupada. It's not very blissful. It's the reality all around us. Srila Prabhupada said, if you are willingly killing cows and so many animals, how much we are responsible. Therefore, at the present moment, there is war and the human society becomes subject to be killed in mass massacre, the nature's law. You cannot stop war and go on killing animals. That is not possible. So war here, we can, in all these questions about war, we can just substitute the word pandemic, because this is another phase of karmic reaction. Again, quoting from Srila Prabhupada, we are taking so much milk from the cows and we are killing instead of giving them protection. In this way, we are simply committing sinful life. How can you expect to be happy? Another quote. in the Kali Yuga. The calves are separated from the cows as early as possible for purposes which may not be mentioned in these pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. The cow stands with tears in her eyes. The Shudra milkman draws milk from the cow artificially, and when there is no milk, the cow is sent to be slaughtered. Not even when there's no milk, it's just when it becomes, they make some economic calculation, and when the amount that it costs to keep the cow is not significantly less than the profit you get from the milk, then the cow is being produced from that same cow, then the animal is sent for slaughter. Or they do it a certain number of years. These greatly, Srila Prabhupada continues, these greatly, greatly sinful acts are responsible for all the troubles in the present society. Despite all endeavors for peace and prosperity, they must try to see the cows and the bulls happy in all respects. Foolish people do not know how one earns happiness by making the cows and bulls happy, but it is a fact by the law of nature. Let us take it from the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam and adopt the principles for the total happiness of humanity. Srila Prabhupada is very serious about this. He wants to change the whole world and make it based on living peacefully, making the cows and bulls happy, and the whole of human society will be happy. He's very serious about this. We should be also. Another quote, there are so many of them. Srila Prabhupada said, you're drinking milk, you're taking so much butter, milk products, and as a gratitude you are killing cows, you should be ashamed. Even if you have no human feelings, you suck the breast of your mother and kill, is that humanity? Srila Prabhupada, again. You can eat meat, but you cannot eat meat by killing your father and mother. Who would think of killing their father and mother to eat meat? That is human sense. You are taking milk from the cow. It is your mother. You take milk. Srila Prabhupada is speaking in Australia. He said, in Australia they produce so much milk, butter and everything, and after it is finished, cut the throat and make business, send to other countries. What is this nonsense? Is that humanity, do you think? No, you take your mother's milk. You take your mother's milk, and when the mothers cannot supply milk, you kill her. What is that? Is that humanity? And nature is so strong for this injustice. You must suffer. You must be prepared to suffer. So there will be war, and wholesale be killed. Nature will not tolerate this. Nature means the laws of God, working under the direction of God, working under the direction of God's, Krishna's representatives. Another quote from Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna, by his personal example, taught us the importance of cow protection, which is meant not only for the Indian climate, but for all human beings all over the universe. The killing of cows by human society is one of the grossest suicidal policies, and those who are anxious to cultivate the human spirit must turn their attention first toward the question of cow protection. So we hear things like that, cultivation of the human spirit, consciousness raising, sitting at home, imagining your consciousness raising, doing some supposed meditation. Hey, what about this? The whole society is suicidal. We're killing ourselves. We're killing any prospect of civilization by this mass animal slaughter. Another quotation. Since the bull and cow are your father and mother, how can you kill and eat them? What kind of religious principle is this? This was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking with a Muslim. Well, they say it's our religion to kill cows and bulls. What kind of religion is that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. On what strength are you so daring that you commit such sinful activities? Here's a quote right from Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, in a purport, and that we mass distribute all over the world. Of all kinds of animal killings, the killing of cows is most vicious because the cow gives us all kinds of pleasure by supplying milk. Cow slaughter is an act of the grossest type of ignorance. Well, we may say, well, there's buffalo milk and goat's milk, and which are also commercially produced, and sheep's milk and donkey's milk and all these kinds of milk. Camel's milk in different parts of India, all these kinds of milk are available commercially. And in other parts of the world, you may get llama milk and, I don't know, maybe giraffe milk. I never heard of it. You might have to have a ladder to do the milking. I never heard of that. But anyway, the point is that people may say, well, why are cows so special? Because one reason is that the milk that they give is especially conducive for nourishing the brain tissues, which are conducive for cultivating the higher values of life, for spiritual consciousness. Srila Prabhupada again. Krishna says that to kill a cow and to kill a human being is the same sin. He said, Goraksha, Krishi Goraksha Vanijam, from Bhagavad Gita. And he actually protected cows. Krishna protected cows. And buffaloes and goats. Yes, Krishna had buffaloes and goats also. But he gave special emphasis to the cows. So you have to follow Krishna's order, stay in Krishna consciousness. We shall give protection to the cows. Then, Srila Prabhupada, speaking with Mr. and Mrs. Wax, writer and editing manager of Playboy magazine. So he's speaking to very influential people in the journalistic world, Srila Prabhupada here. And he said that cows should be given protection. This is the instruction. But in the Western country, the cows especially are being killed. Now the reaction is war, crime, and now they are repentant. And they will have to repent more and more. Jayatirtha clarifying, Jayatirtha interjected here. Jayatirtha, one of Srila Prabhupada's leading disciples at the time. Just to make it clear, he interjected to make it clear for the people who Srila Prabhupada was speaking to. So Jayatirtha says, so the wars and the crime are a direct result of the cow slaughter. Prabhupada, oh yes, it is a wholesale reaction. Srila Prabhupada speaking in India in 1973. In India there are so many slaughterhouses. It is said that 10,000 cows are being killed every day. It's more now. In the land where one cow was being attempted to kill, immediately Maharaj Parikshit took his sword. Who are you? In that land now 10,000 cows are being killed every day. So do you expect peace? You expect prosperity? This is not possible. From Srila Prabhupada's writings, cows are never meant to be killed or eaten by human beings. In every shastra, cow killing is vehemently condemned. Indeed, one who kills a cow must suffer for as many years as there are hairs on the body of a cow. About cows being eaten by human beings, Srila Prabhupada did say that it can be allowed, eating cow's flesh, for people who have that propensity, but don't kill the cow. Well, how do you get the meat without killing the cow? The cow will die naturally, then you eat the meat. Srila Prabhupada said, we'll even supply from our farms. If you just stop the slaughterhouses, we'll give you meat free. But you have to wait for the cow to die naturally. But as far as I know, that's in all the sophisticated countries of the Western world, you're not allowed to let the animal die and then eat the meat. You have to kill the cow. Then only you can eat the meat, legally. Here's one pithy quote which really sums it all up. Srila Prabhupada writes, to kill cows means to end human civilization. Then another quote. I'll just give another. There are so many. Another quote, by deprecating the principles of Vedic civilization and supporting cow killing, they are immediately degraded to the platform of mlechas and yavanas. A mlecha is a meat eater and a yavana is one who has deviated from Vedic culture. Unfortunately, such mlechas and yavanas are in executive power. How then can there be peace and prosperity in the state? In other words, the leaders of society, they should be the ones who are upholding the Vedic principles and stopping cow killing, but they're supporting it. One more quote here from Srila Prabhupada. Anyone who is against the behavior of the Vedic principles is called a yavana. Such a yavana may be in India or outside of India. As described here, the symptom of yavanas is that they are violent killers of cows and Brahminical culture. Here's another perspective on the laws of karma from Avadhuta Rai Das. He speculates, I guess you could call it, but it's what we could call a philosophical speculation based on knowledge of Shastra. He wrote an article and he said that fish are the most killed and eaten animal on the planet. 1.1 trillion each year, 2.9 billion a day. It seems 2.9 billion a day. That means what? An average of one fish for every 2 point something people on the planet. Can it be? Seems to be very high figures. Especially if you think that some fish like cod, I mean, not one, takes several humans to eat one whole cod and many other bigger fish, and most fish, even a mackerel, it's too big for one human to eat unless you've got a really strong appetite. But anyway, that's the figure. And I guess he got it from some website, rather. Whatever it is, it's a hell of a lot. 2.9 billion a day, 116 million an hour, 2 million a minute, 32,000 a second. Oh, I don't know if it's included in the figures, but as I've seen in Bengal, they often eat very small fish also, very tiny fish, in which case, yeah, and if you take prawns, if you include that in fish, then in a meal, it's not nice to talk about it, but you'd eat several prawns and tiny. What they do, I've seen in Bengal, they have a man-made pond and they have fish in the pond, and at some point they drain the pond and then the fish are left flapping in the mud, and people go and collect, including the children, they go and collect the fish. Not nice, not nice. Mostly most of the fish are caught by nets, not by hooks. And then they're just dumped out on the deck of the fishing vessel, and they're left there flapping, or they're to keep them more fresh, they're kept in the net and dragged back to shore, and then they're slaughtered there. They suffocate, just like we drown in water, they drown in air. So COVID, what he's saying, the Avadhuta Rai is saying, that COVID is a disease by which you can't breathe, you suffocate and die. It's a very painful death. And he's linked that as the COVID as a karma for fish killing. Very painful way to die. Now we may say, well, I don't kill animals. I'm going to quote from one of Srila Prabhupada's purports. According to Manu, the great author of civic codes and religious principles, the killer of an animal is to be considered a murderer because animal food is never meant for the civilized man, whose prime duty is prepare is to prepare himself for going back to Godhead. So it's like a murder. Killing humans, killing animals, they suffer. They don't want to die. So it's on the same level, largely on the same level. Again, you may say, well, I don't kill animals. Continuing from this quote, he, Manu, says that in the act of killing an animal, there is a regular conspiracy by the party of sinners, and that all of them are liable to be punished as murderers, exactly like a party of conspirators who kill a human being combinedly. He who gives permission, he who kills the animal, he who sells the slaughtered animal, he who cooks the animal, he who administers distribution of the foodstuff, and at last, he who eats such cooked animal food are all murderers, and all of them are liable to be punished by the laws of nature. This is very, very heavy. It's going to be very difficult for people to digest. They can digest meat, but mentally it'll be very difficult for them to digest. And you know, most people, it's not that they're in the mentality of they're not consciously in the mentality of a murderer. Most people in the world up to the present day, as far as I can see, do not consciously think about doing harm to others. Maybe in their computer or video games they're doing some harm, but they're not consciously thinking of doing harm to others. They're not psychopathic in that way. And they may do good to others and consciously cultivate being nice to others. There are, after all, people up to the present day, many of them who become nurses and lifeguards and firemen, and they're really putting themselves out to try to help others. But due to ignorance of the laws of nature, due to ignorance of the laws of karma, they just don't think how much pain is caused by that little act of a little act. We think nothing of it. You eat a little meat, so much suffering. It's not just the killing, but how the animals are severely mistreated all their lives. I said something. I've said before. I'll go on saying. Others are saying. This is a hope for consciousness raising. Consciousness raising, we should raise people to the consciousness of understanding that human life is meant for God realization, and giving unnecessary pain to others blocks that. And we shouldn't give unnecessary pain to others. Animals are also living beings. They suffer. We shouldn't do it. There's a terrible... I've mentioned in this talk, focused on their terrible karmic reactions, at least from fear of that. We should stop the cow-killing business and animal-killing business. And you say, what'll happen? The animals will proliferate all over the world. No, they won't. It's not that they'll start breeding and outnumber us and all this and that. Nature knows how to adjust everything. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyascha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha dante nithaya chunakam padayo nipatya kritva chakaku shatameta daham bravimi he sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat goranga chandra charane kurtanu ragaha parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu mukaro na vayang vichara yamaha hari rasa madira madati mata bhuvi vilutama natama nirvishama hare krishna hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare hare.